I'm delighted to be joined in the studio by Chief Organiser of the Ironman, I suppose, John Innes. Good afternoon, John. How are you?
Nice to be in, Ari. Thanks very much for having me.
You're very welcome. Of course, busy, busy times for you guys at the moment. 18 weeks, we're saying.
18 weeks from yesterday. Yeah, it won't be long passing. Sure it won't. But yeah, the weather getting nicer now, and the evening's getting brighter, and you're going to see more and more people out on the routes. The locals will be out on the routes even more now as well. And
you'll
be aware of that happening, you know. Just having a quick look here at some of my own notes from the weekend. I noted on Saturday. I mean, it's that time now when they're going to start coming and trying out the route. I was out with some athletes that I'm coaching on Saturday, and I came across clubs from Wicklow, Limerick and Galway on the route. And there's quite a few of them, you know. I met Wicklow at the top of Cork Hill. They thought they were on Windmill Hill, so I had a bit of bad news for them. And we sent them in the right direction, so they had to climb two hills instead of one. Charmed by both of them, I can assure you.
I'd say so.
I see a group from UCC out there on Saturday. I met them in Shanagary. They were a little bit lost. We pointed them in the right direction. And we had a crowd from Carlow, I believe somebody said was around yesterday. I didn't see them myself. That's going to be typical, and it's only going to get bigger as we go from here onwards now, because with the weather improving.
Yeah,
I suppose you're going to see an awful lot more people who are
they're quite visible around the place. But I suppose, as I was saying today or just a minutes ago, even on social media, the amount of positive feedback that's coming back in through it,
about the town and the course,
and you know, it's a real feel good factor about it.
I think everybody in the town is blown away by what's coming, and they've no idea yet how big this is when it does happen. It's going to be an amazing, amazing day. The atmosphere in town is going to be buzzing. The whole of East Cork is going to be alive.
Yeah,
in the week leading up to it, especially, you know, because people will start arriving at that stage. And our event is going to be a little bit unusual as well for Ironman, because the volume of foreigners that we have coming to take part in the event. We always knew it was going to be an international event. That's what Ironman is. But we have over 600 American athletes coming. 47 states represented. They're all on Facebook telling us all they're coming home to meet their families.
Really?
They're going to spend a couple of weeks here when they're over.
Yeah.
By and large, the Americans don't travel outside of the US for Ironman races, so we've ticked an unusual box there.
Yeah.
Ironman themselves are a bit blown away by it, to be honest, you know. And I mean, the event sold out literally, I mean, within weeks of being announced.
Yeah.
So about 6-8 months ahead of race day, which is, again, unheard of, especially for a first-year event.
Yeah.
Because a first-year event
is kind of
fitting the event into the area and trying to get it to work. And there will be tweaks for year two, no doubt about it.
No, you've the course and everything now is finalised and everything at this
stage. The swim course is going to be in front of the big mound in Clay Castle, effectively.
Yeah.
So it offers a huge spectator bang there. You know, there's going to be massive opportunities to go out and watch what's happening. You're going to see 2,700 athletes approximately lining up on the beach at about 6 o'clock in the morning on the 23rd of June. They'll be marshalled into the water at about 6:30. The pros will go first. We'll have about 40 male, 40 female pros, usually the kind of numbers you'd expect. We don't have names yet on those, but we'll get them out as soon as we do. It's too early to have those, because they don't commit to anything until very, very close. 2,700 age groupers, as we call them, people like you and me that have decided to take on an Ironman challenge. They've been training for it for a year, maybe longer, you know, some people years getting to this standard. They're going to swim 2.5 miles or 3.8 kilometres, 2 laps of Yawl Bay, basically.
Crazy.
On the morning, it's going to be something else to see.
I can imagine.
Then they're going to come out of the water, going to get changed and get on their bikes, and they're going to head out for 2 laps of East Cork, which takes them down through all the villages, and they're going to pass thatched cottages and whitewash walls, and they're going to see all of that and get a real flavour
for what Ireland has. And just on that part of it, actually, I know I see something up about the roads, the cost of the road resurfacing. Is that going to be an issue, or is it going to be all done? Or
no, I don't think so. When we approached Cork County Council a couple of years ago with the idea of an Ironman, they fully got that. I mean, the roads in East Cork needed to be addressed, and by and large they do. I know that the roads that we've selected, we're very happy with them as cycling routes. There's actually three areas, I suppose, really, to be fair, that we've identified as being in need of work.
Yeah.
Now, no council in the right mind is going to do work on roads going into a winter or during a winter when you've got ice and snow and all that kind of stuff to contend with. It just breaks up the roads and undoes all the good work.
Yeah.
So look, the areas have been identified. We know we've an international event coming here in 5 months' time. The plan is that once the spring sets in, the work in earnest will begin. You'll see there's work already has happened on parts of the route. There was some saving work done there before Christmas and up around Leahy's Farm back over towards Mount Nuniac. That road in particular is one of the bad ones. That's going to be done properly now once the spring sets in, hopefully. And yeah, it's by and large we're getting... A lot of the athletes who have come on it are saying it's challenging, and it is challenging. It's an Ironman. It's not meant to be easy.
And I suppose the roads aren't the nice rolling roads that you get in the States or on the continent or anything like that.
Look, I suppose to put our race into context, they say the hardest Ironman in the world is probably Lanzarote, where you're on serious volcanic mountainsides for a lot of the bike route. On a scale of 1 to 10, if you give that a 10, we're coming in at about a 6, which is nice.
That's not bad. Yeah, 6 That's or not 7, bad. It's pretty average, like,
Ironman Tenby is about a 9.
Is it really?
On a bad day, it'll be a 10. You know, if you get the weather against you, it'll be a tough race. So we're not too bad. I mean, it's not... There's no very, very challenging hills on the Ironman Cork route.
No.
What you do have, and a lot of them have copped onto it, is the scenery that you get. Because the minute you get over the hill outside past Ballymacore, you're looking down into Ballycotton Bay. That's a picture in
it
itself. Up then into the hills up around Dungourney. There's nothing very, very bad in that. The road is actually quite good from Middleton to Dungourney. It's an excellent stretch of road without any work being done on it.
And just a nice drag up to Lungourney.
You actually don't even notice it. It's about 3% in cycling terms, which isn't all that difficult. Yep. You just get a gear that's comfortable in, sticking it on, and you get there. The nice thing about that route is if the weather's bad, you're talking south, so westerly wind on a bad day, it's going to be behind you going up there. So,
yeah.
You know, it's something people don't realise.
Some consolation,
you'd be amazed the level of thought that has gone in to put together a route like that.
And how about the run then? Obviously, that's
the run is going to
town.
Be confined within Youghal, which is absolutely brilliant for the town. It's a huge opportunity. Yeah. A marathon is going to take place in the streets of Youghal. Who'd have thought? Yeah. You know, 26 odd miles, 42.2 kilometres. It essentially involves 4 laps. It's more or less finalised. A couple of tweaks to be done to it. At the moment, we're looking at the finish line being down outside Green Park. And the idea being that the athletes would come down from the lighthouse and they're finishing length down into the actual
shoot. So they'll actually come down the hill?
That's at the moment, we're still not fully signed off for that one. That's just a little bit of talk going into that.
I suppose it's a good area you'll have to take the crowd in at least.
But you're taking in everything the town has to offer, because when they come up into these streets, you're into the old historical streets, you're trying to take in as many of the monuments and the historical kind of, I suppose, monuments of, for want of a better word, within the town. Then they're going back out around the beach and they're going to see the beach, they're going to see the water that they swam in that morning when they're running on their laps, and it's just Youghal has so much to offer, and this race kind of encapsulates it all and shows it to them in very, very real terms.
Okay, now you're going on the road with a bit of a few information evenings starting Wednesday night. What is happening there, tell me.
Okay, Wednesday night we have a meeting at 6:30. It's designed that time so that people who are finishing up working on their way home have an opportunity to drop in and get what they need to get. If you're an athlete, stop listening now. It has nothing got to do with you. Yeah. You will have nothing to gain from being in the room other than taking up space that other people probably need. If you're not from Youghal, you don't need to be in the room. It's mainly to do with the timings of the event and how they will affect Youghal itself during the course of the week. We'll be taking this meeting on the route. We'll be going on to the villages and the towns around the area over the coming 3 and 4 weeks. This is the initial public meeting. There will be loads more and there'll be plenty of opportunities for more. What we're trying to do is be very, very forthcoming with as much information as we can. Get it all out there. We're going to show people the routes that are involved already. We're going to show people what the traffic implications are, where the road closures are going to be, how they're going to work. We have concerns about, obviously, if we're going to move people from their usual parking spaces at the weekend, if we need this, which we do, we need the streets absolutely car free. We need to accommodate all those cars over the course of the weekend. So we're going to explain how we plan to do that at this stage of the game. And we'll do the same, as I say, in the different villages and towns around the route when we go to them. It's a big operation pulling off something like this. Ironman is a huge organisation and they're good at doing it, you know, they do it well. What we're trying to do is make sure that the good spirit that we're receiving in town and the welcome that we're receiving stays and stays in the whole of East Cork, and the people, we're just trying to get information out there. And if people have questions or queries, we have a Facebook group set up there. It's called IM Cork Local Info. Couldn't be simpler.
Yeah.
Go into Facebook, search for it. There's three questions you have to answer to say why you want to be in there.
Yeah,
and we're encouraging local groups, businesses, anybody who has any interest at all in the back end of the event, the host end of the event, get into that group there and see what's going on, because that's where we're going to push all the information as we have it and as soon as we have it out there. And services like your good selves here at CRY are helping us to get the message out there as well. So I appreciate that too.
Yeah, but look, in fairness, like you are getting that information out there. And as I say, like if people know what's happening, you know,
it makes a big difference.
Of course it does. So you're next Wednesday night at 6:30.
Wednesday night at 6:30 in the Mallard Centre upstairs.
Yeah, and that is just for
anybody, for local members of the community, local residents who want to know more about the event, who want to see what we've got so far as regards event plans. And we'll take it from there. We have had a lot of questions already about people with businesses who are interested in getting involved in maybe putting an extension to their business, maybe out on the road for argument's sake, say selling coffee or sandwiches or whatever. Cork County Council have been absolutely upfront and putting their chips on the table with this one. They've appointed an events coordinator to work in parallel with us.
And that's just, I suppose, that's just to, people need to realise that as well. Ironman is one thing, but the sideshow with the Ironman is completely different,
isn't it? Completely different, it is. Very few towns actually go to the trouble of putting on fringe stuff around an Ironman event. It brings in the crowd. Ironman are, and make no apology for it, their primary concern is the athletes. 2,500 athletes is a lot of athletes. You need to look after them, make sure they're safe while they're on their route taking part in the race, and that when they finish up they're looked after and seen on their way. The spectators don't really feature, and what we've always said here in Cork and in Youghal since we started talking about an Ironman was the Irish people are known for their hospitality, the people of East Cork no less.
Yeah,
and if we can make the spectators feel a little bit more welcome when they come here, it's something that no other Ironman event does, and something that will guarantee that they'll be back in year two and year three, and hopefully onwards.
What kind of stuff do you expect to be on the sideshow, we'll call it?
The lady who's been appointed as the events organiser, she's been given on the map of the town areas that aren't being isolated for the Ironman event itself. And she will be putting in food and craft fairs type of atmosphere.
Some of the areas
like Barry's Lane is one that comes to mind now, where we've identified that Ironman don't necessarily need that area.
Yeah.
And it's an ideal area where there's going to be a flow of spectators all day. There's going to be four of them from one end of the town to the other at the moment, maybe more as we get nearer. And what her role is to populate those with food, with crafts, just to show the spectators and the guests that we have in the area. Give them something to eat, first of all, because the restaurateurs in town, by their own admission, they don't have enough of seats to feed the amount of people.
Yeah.
Looking at somewhere between 10 and 15,000 people walking on the streets of Youghal that weekend.
That's a lot of bodies. It's a lot of bodies.
The population of Youghal is somewhere around 6,000, 7,000. You're over doubling that for the weekend.
Yeah.
Food, crafts, anything that we can get in there that kind of shows people what Cork is all about, what Ireland is all about, especially. We're going to have, I know that the cultists are working at the moment on a project where they're going to provide some entertainment over the weekend. I won't say too much about that. I'll let them do that when the time comes.
Something that's going on in the background
with Michal. He's working hard on that. Councillor working hard on bringing that side, as you call it, the sideshow, the fringe event, as I would call it, into the thing. I suppose where you had different things going on before, we're trying to bring them all together, get people to show off what we've got, because what we've got is so, so amazing.
It is, I'm sick of saying it, it is on our own doorstep. It is a beautiful town, and what we see every time we pass out that lighthouse hill there is just absolutely stunning, and waiting to visit or see it. I mean, they'll have to, all they can see is the positive thing that that this is going to bring to it, and I mean, there's great gratitude to you for the work you're putting into it and to get this thing here, and hopefully it'll all get all we want is a weekend of good weather, isn't it?
They say rising tide lifts all boats, but it's not just, you know, I mean, look, we're getting a lot of good positives out of there, man. There's other positives happening as well. You know, we've got Pamela doing the operation transformation.
Yeah.
Youghal is really coming into a great national level, there's a lot of good stuff, and it's really great.
Well, it's just getting kicked in the head for long enough, and does that to time now, it kind of started rising again.
It always struck me whenever you saw Youghal on the news, it was nearly always a bad news story, and I think lately we've turned that around. And nobody's going to do it for us. We've got to do it for ourselves.
Absolutely.
How do we get Ironman? We asked for it.
And get a few bodies to like yourself to push it and organise it. That's the big thing. So again, just finally, next Wednesday night at 6:30 in the Mallard Centre, any information,
the first of many, the Facebook group is there if people want to know more. That's as soon as we have stuff, that's where we post it. There hasn't been a lot happening there up until now because there just hasn't been a lot happening in that
respect.
From here on, now the information will be flowing through there.
You'll expect a lot more to happen over the next few weeks. As you say, 20 weeks, isn't it?
18.
Yeah, 18.
Won't be long.
Right, John, thank you very much for coming in. And I'm sure we'll talk again in the future, okay? Cheers. Thank you. Okay, and that was John Innes from Y'all Iron Man. And it's next Wednesday night in the Mallard Centre at 6:30. So if you're interested, that's the place to be.